All right, that was Gloria Ann Taylor from the reissue of her 70s album, A Love is a Hurtin' Thing. That was the song Deep Inside of You. And you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And today is a very special show because we have a special guest.
How you doing, Duncan?
I'm great. How are you? Well, I'm not great. Actually, I have a cold.
Okay, that's
but
nice.
I'm getting over that. But how about you introduce yourself?
My name is Sean, and I do the solo project called Bells Roar.
Yeah.
And I'm from New York City and based in Albany. And so I'm basically here for At Week.
That's great. I don't know. So I'm really happy that you're here for a number of reasons, because I really like your music. But also just to speak about At Week, I don't know if you heard about what happened earlier this week.
Yeah, about the flag being burned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that there's someone from At Week here and that we're getting the word out about At Week there's been some, you know, bad stuff happening on campus.
Yeah, and I'm never, being that I've never been here before, you know, I'm never sure of like how the tolerance level is, I guess. So I guess I was like, maybe I should be like a... maybe more aware of what's going on here.
Yeah, I was... I know they've said they have a person of interest. The RCMP have a person of interest, but I was very surprised by that.
Yeah.
I thought the campus was a lot more tolerant, but I guess, you know, we can be surprised by these things.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's great to have you here and
I'm
on campus.
I'm happy to be here.
And what are you doing as a part of At Week?
Well, today I'm doing a workshop on queer music history. And so I'm just going to be going, starting from the 1920s until the 1980s, just talking about queer musicians, because a lot of people don't know any LGBTQ musicians throughout history. And then, so that's at 2 o'clock. And then tomorrow I'm going to be performing at around 7 or something like that for, it's like a music and dance party.
And is that open to the public?
Yeah, all that's open to the public.
Okay.
I believe, yeah.
Do you know where that is at tomorrow at 7?
I'll look it
up. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And how did you get connected to Pride UBC? How did they...
I just really... part of, as far as, like, playing shows, I try to play shows in queer spaces. So
yeah.
I do a lot of research myself and find... queer organizations or queer groups on campus and just send them emails. So I just sent them an email. And then over the course of like many months, they were like, oh, we found a place where you could play. And so that's how it came to be.
Yeah. Great.
So yeah, I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah. And this is your first time to Vancouver?
Yeah, my first time in Vancouver.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the city. Not our best day, but...
it's better than Albany.
Exactly. The lecture that you're giving today, is this something that you must have given this many times before?
Yeah, a couple times. Mostly at like queer festivals or queer student groups, on campuses. So I've just done, you know, collecting research and trying to figure out a way to present it to people.
Yeah. And is there a particular, style of music or scene that you focus on?
I try to focus on... I guess people that are trying to acknowledge homophobia, racism, sexism within their festivals. And I also play in like the indie rock scene and stuff like different festivals, like geared toward that. But I try to like find spaces that I think I would feel comfortable in.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, I found where the... workshop is going to be.
You're quick, multitasking.
Yeah. It's at Neville.
Oh yeah, Scarf? Yeah. Neville Scarf Building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Room 203. At 2 o'clock.
Okay, and then the party tomorrow. Do you know if that?
I'm gonna look that up too.
Yeah. Well, we'll get that to that. Well, let's. Should we listen to a track?
Yeah.
Yeah. So which number are we looking at?
The first one is I Know Remix. Basically, it's a song about abuse. And so it's just a production that I made, and I thought it'd be a good track to share. It's I put out the latest music video for it recently.
Great. All right, this is Bells Roar with her song I Know Remix.
Who said no? I
All right, that was I Know, remix by our guest, Bells Roar. Lovely stuff.
Thank you,
thank you. So that was, that's from a record called Second Chances, Volume 1. And I hear you're recording a new record.
Yeah, I just started, and it's basically I'm trying to, I just, like, record at home, and I don't have, like, a lot of access to, like, different, like, instruments, so I decided to just write a bunch of companies and see if they will like loan me instruments. And so far, that has worked. Some people gave me like really awesome synths and a microphone, and so I'm trying to DIY this in like a
nice
professional
work.
Way.
Yeah, nice. And is there much of a scene in Albany, or what have you found there?
Yeah, there's music happening. Yeah. It's not as vibrant as like New York City or other bigger cities, but there's stuff going on, and I feel like there's, like, you know, a network of musicians, for sure.
Yeah. And you put out your music through Firebrand Records. What can you tell me about the label?
Yeah, this is the Second Chances Volume 1 is the first one I put out with them. And the record label just started last year. And so it's more of, like, an artist collective. And it started by my friend Ryan Harvey and Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. And so it's just basically, all the artists on the label are political in some way, and it's mainly a way for someone who has maybe some level of popularity to help other artists that don't, you know. So,
right. So Tom Morello is leveraging the fame and
yeah.
stuff that he has to help other artists get a
right.
leg up.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. So far, it's been good.
And who are some of the other artists on the label?
There is Built for the Sea, who's based on the West Coast. Son of None, who's like a political rapper in Boston. Ryan Harvey, a folk singer. So there's like different like genres for sure
mm-hmm.
represented.
Great. And I saw, speaking of political bands, I saw that you recently played with the Downtown Boys.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun. They were in town a little while ago. And so that was in Boston. You
yes.
played a punk show with them.
Yeah. I really love them. It was actually my first time seeing them perform. So it was really good just to go as a fan
yeah,
of
sure.
another artist. And it's nice to my friend Evan Greer organized a show, and it's a really awesome space. It's all ages, all gender identity, kind of like focus as far as like the performers. So it's it was really great to see them.
Inclusive show.
Yeah.
And you were saying that you sometimes play with a kind of a side project of Downtown Boys?
Oh, no, they do. They have. Malportado Kids, which is also really good.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Well, let's give a listen to another track. Was there another song you'd like to listen to?
The second one is called Black Lives, and it's in reference to the Black Lives Matter movement. And there one just recently started in upstate New York, where I live, which I'm a part of. And so it's really important to speak about like stuff that's happening in the U.S. Like I'm not sure how it is in Canada. But like it's like very racist and is very clear because of like statistics. So it's like a fact. So this song is in reference to Black Lives Matter movement.
All right. All right, that was the song Black Lives by Bells Roar off the album Second Chances Volume 1. Was there anything in particular that inspired that song?
Yeah, there's many things, but two things that recently happened was Sandra Bland's murder and also Dante Ivy, who was a person in Albany where I live, He was tased and killed by the police, and he was another person that didn't have any weapon, that was just walking home, and the cops thought he felt that he was a threat. And he had mental health issues, and I feel like a lot of police don't know how to deal with people who have mental health issues and not see them as being violent, you know? It's just being like, oh, they're just unstable, you know, yeah. And like how to not escalate a situation. And so I just wanted to, as an artist, I feel like I just write about things that affects me, you know, as a person. And so that's why I wrote this song.
Yeah. And so how long is it? You mentioned that the Albany has a Black Lives Matter movement now that you're a part of.
Yeah. Just started. Really, it just started.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, a lot of things we want to do is just support families and also give our communities resources, like figure out ways to just have like a community center. In my neighborhood, there's not really that much. There's no, like, supermarket that's in, like, walking distance. There's no, like, community center. There's no spaces for people to go and hang out. And, like, all of our needs aren't met. So it's, like, important for us to figure out ways to do that on our own because a lot of times cities don't care about, like, poor neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, difficult transition.
No. I wanted to just play one more song before I go to my workshop.
Yeah.
And it's Slow Remix, the remix of Slow. The Second Chances is basically an album that I did the first album by myself, and then Second Chance is one that I did with a friend of mine who performs with me sometimes. And so I wanted to do remixes of the songs that I did before. And so this is a remix of Slow, which is a love song. And it's my first love song, so I figured why not write about love?
Yeah, so. Cool. So is that track number 3?
That's number 4.
Okay. So should we give it a listen right now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Slow Remix by Bells Roar.
Yeah.
That was Slow Remix by our guest, Bells Roar, in studio here on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Where does the name Bells Roar come from?
It comes from Bell Hooks.
Okay.
So she's a black feminist writer, in case people don't know. And I wanted a name that sort of referenced something that I'm about, but wasn't that clear. And also, I feel like sonically, bells are really amazing.
Yeah.
And I wanted like a second part. Like, I feel like Roar is very strong in, like, many ways. And I don't know. I just put it together. I was like, oh, this sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Well, and, yeah, bells, Roar. Oh, now, I get it. That's cool. Yeah, that's good. So you're playing tonight? Or, sorry, you're presenting this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then you're playing tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night in the Nest in the Great Hall.
Yeah.
And I believe it starts around 7. There's, like, dinner. And me performing, and then there's DJ Corey, so it'll turn into a dance party.
Yeah, and so it's the big end of Outweek celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And if people like what they heard, where can they find out more about you?
I have a Facebook. It's just facebook.com/bellsroar. I'm on Spotify and also SoundCloud and Bandcamp, all the places. If you just search Bells Roar, you'll be able to find it.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you have a Spotify playlist.
Yeah, I made a playlist for it's entitled Queer Music History. And if you can't find it, I'll repost it again on my Facebook so people can see it. So I feel like it's like a good way just to like hear the different musicians that I talk about in the lecture.
Great. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Have a great
workshop
this afternoon.
I appreciate it.
I hope the skies part a little bit and you get to enjoy some of your time here in Vancouver.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to move on and play a song by Blood Orange. This is his tribute to Sandra Bland. This is the song Sandra's Smile. Here we go.
Can you see it in my face? The February issue of Discorder marked our 33rd anniversary and is on the shelf of cafes, retailers, and record stores now. This month, we feature the sounds of Michael Redd, DOA frontman and politician Joe Keithley, the rebirth of Milk, an overview of Vancouver's underground venue situation, and more. We have album reviews for Nap Eyes and Cindy Lee, and live show reviews of Magical Clouds and Fields. It's all in the pages of your favorite local mag by CITR 101.9 FM. A special thank you to this month's advertisers, The Lido, Horse Records, Recruiting Canada, Vancouver Theatre Sports, The Rio Theatre, The Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, The Live Van, and AMS Events.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Yeah. tingling, you feel it in your spine. But a look on your face, I know I got your mind. I stay dropping dimes, quarters and dollars. I'm equipped with all the skills to make you moan and holler. Naturally a scholar, been blessed by moon gods. I keep you in awe, my style never flawed. Your life is like an island and I'm trying to cross the border. Part the bushes from the lakes, exactly in that order.
All right, that was Shamir from the album Ratchet, released last year. That was the song Make a Scene. Before that, we heard Seattle's The Satisfaction from the album Earthy. That was Fetch Catch. And at the top, we heard Blood Orange with his single Sandra's Smile. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. About 20 minutes left to go in the show. Night Jewels has recently recorded with San Francisco's Drop E. They perform as a group called Amthst, and they have a new EP out called Euphoria. Let's give a listen to that. This is the song Thug Passion.
Into When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Soulship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
All right. That was a brand new one from the band Dumb. They're playing this Monday at a somewhat secret location, Hastings and Canby. Ask around, as they say. They're playing with Buddies, Cult Babies, and OK Vancouver OK. And they've just released a new cassette. I think this went live. Let's see, what was the timestamp on this? Like 10 minutes ago. So yeah, this brand new cassette, it's called Beach Church, and that was the song Beach Church Part 1. They're also going to be playing with Parquet Courts on Saturday, February 20th, next Saturday, a week Saturday, at the Rickshaw, so that should be good. Good on ya, Dumb. Before that, we heard Stefana Fertilla from Heartland, or the song Heartland, from the new CITR Mint, Mint Records Pop Alliance record, Volume 4. So that is very exciting. That record will be out officially February 26th, and there'll be a release party for that on March 4th, which will coincide with the Fun Drive finale here at CITR Radio. Speaking of CITR, stay tuned. Keep it locked in. The rest of the afternoon will be really swell. Music for The Observant is up at 2, so yeah, stay tuned for that. And my thanks yet again to Sean and of Bell's Roar for coming by and being our guest this afternoon. And make sure to check out Bell Roar's performance tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the Great Hall if you happen to be here on campus. I'm going to close out with a band called Mouth Congress. I don't think I've played them before. This was an 80s punk band started by Scott Thompson and Paul Bellini. Scott Thompson was a member of Kids in the Hall, and Paul Bellini, well, he helped out. He was a writer for Kids in the Hall, and you'll definitely, if you ever watch Kids in the Hall, he was the guy in the towel that they would bring out every now and then. And they had a punk band in, it was kind of Toronto legends. They recorded over 647 songs, and those have all been put online now. So you can go to Mouth Congress, which is a euphemism for something or other, mouthcongress.bandcamp.com, and see them all there. And Paul Bellini's putting up all these archival videos of them. It's really quite amazing. As a Kids in the Hall fan, as a punk fan, as a queer music fan, it's a pretty fascinating archive. And what's also exciting is that they're going to be doing a one-night reunion show. It's not anywhere near here. It's in Toronto. But if you are in Toronto, Sunday, February 21st, I highly recommend going to see Mouth Congress. And I have no idea what that'll be like. But it looks really fun. So we're going to listen to one of the 647 songs. I haven't really delved too deeply into the catalog, but this one caught my ear. This is from the album Well Past the Moment of Beauty. This is the song Me on My Off Hours. So thanks for listening. I hope my voice will be a bit stronger next week. And have yourself a great week. Yeah. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Really love.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.